This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado will require some insurance plans to expand coverage for mental health services. Governor Polis says additional coverage will help more Coloradans battling addiction and other issues.
Colorado is one of the first states in the nation to include an annual mental health wellness exam in the benchmark plan.
The new requirements also include gender-affirming care services that help align a transgender person's body with their gender identity. The commission drawing Colorado's new state legislative maps is wrapping up. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they still need a map for the state Senate and already have one for the House.
The new map for the House isn't quite complete, but it looks like it would preserve a strong Democratic majority. With 36 safe or leaning seats, Republicans would get around 20 seats, with another 9 that would be strongly competitive. The commission meets tonight to set final lines for the state Senate. Both maps will then go to court, where they will likely face challenges. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
An industrial fire south of Pueblo has sent one person to the hospital. The fire in a railroad tie factory started this morning, likely sparked by welding near an oil supply area. High winds earlier today made fighting the fire difficult. Tonight along the Front Range, lows down to 35 degrees, rain and snow possible on the western slope. And we are looking at lows of 35 for Grand Junction. Central Mountains, a chance of snow showers and down to 20 overnight. This is CPR News.